One Sabbath, when Jesus went to enter in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. And there in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling in his body. Jesus asked the Pharisee and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed them and sent him on his way. And then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull him out?" And they had nothing to say. Luke chapter 14, that's verses 1 through 6 as we continue our journey through the Gospels. So this man in our story today was suffering from probably what we call dropsy. Excessive amounts of fluid had built up in the tissues and cavities of his body. So today we know the problem was coming from issues with the man's liver or other ailments, maybe such as pancreatitis. Today, dropsy, or it's called edema, can be treated with medication. But in Jesus' day, the man was suffering and would continue to suffer until he died. Jesus had compassion on the man, he healed him, and he sent him on his way. For the Pharisees, the healing was not the problem. The timing was. This encounter took place on the Sabbath as Jesus was on his way to eat at the home of a prominent Pharisee. The Pharisees had strict rules about what you could and couldn't do on the Sabbath. Healing was not in the can-do category. So Jesus used an analogy of a child or an ox that fell into a well. The law allowed for the rescue. Certainly, Jesus reasoned, the law would allow for the rescue of a man who was suffering. The rationale silenced the legalistic Pharisees. Legalism puts forth a strict adherence to man-made laws that drains away every ounce of grace and compassion. Legalism rails on one sin and winks at another. Since we are all sinners, legalism leads to a life of contradiction, which inevitably produces hypocrisy. Grace, on the other hand, exists because of our imperfect nature. Grace does not give us a license to sin. Rather, it gives us the freedom to obey. So, Father, guard me against the short-sightedness of legalism. Help me to avoid hypocrisy by responding to your grace in the freedom of obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.